Omega has figured out something Hollywood learned years ago. People don't just want a product anymore. They want lore. They want immersion. They want to feel like they're buying a tiny piece of the fantasy, even if the fantasy involves a genetically blessed British spy blowing up trains while somehow keeping his cufflinks perfectly aligned. So here comes the new Omega Seamaster Diver 300M Chronograph 7 First Light, a watch that's tied directly to the upcoming 7 First Light video game from IO Interactive and Amazon MGM Studios. And honestly, it makes more sense than most luxury collaborations these days. The game launches globally on May 27, 2026, and instead of the polished Bond everybody knows, tuxedos, martinis, emotionally unavailable charm, this one rewinds the clock. Bond is 26. Less myth, more reckless recruit. Think bruised ego, unfinished instincts, and probably a lot more sprinting than smirking. Naturally, Omega is there. The Swiss watchmaker has been attached to Bond for decades at this point, which means the relationship now feels less like product placement and more like inherited DNA. But this release takes the whole thing somewhere slightly weirder and smarter: gaming. Inside the game, Bond wears a Seamaster Diver 300M chronograph loaded with fictional spy tech. There's a hacking device built into it that disrupts electronic systems, plus a laser hidden in the strap because subtlety died a long time ago in the Bond universe. Instead of leaving it as digital eye candy for gamers, Omega decided to manufacture a real-world version. No lasers, unfortunately. Humanity still isn't ready. The bigger deal here is what the watch represents for the Bond collection itself. This is the first chronograph in the Seamaster Diver 300M7 lineup. That matters because Bond watches usually lean cleaner and more restrained, whereas this one feels more tactical, more muscular, a little louder. You can tell somebody inside Omega actually thought about how gaming changes the aesthetic language around watches. The chronograph subdeals aren't decorative filler here. They're tied directly to gameplay mechanics in the fictional universe, which sounds absurd until you realize younger buyers grew up customizing loadouts in games long before they cared about Swiss calibers. That overlap, luxury meets gaming culture, is where this whole thing gets interesting. The watch itself comes in stainless steel with a 40-form case, which means it's got presence. Nobody s calling this discreet. The polished black ceramic bezel carries a white enamel diving scale, while black ceramic pushers give it that glossy stealth fighter vibe luxury brands can't resist lately. The dial is classic Seamaster territory, though with extra drama. Omega's laser-engraved wave pattern stretches across the black ceramic surface, and under certain light, it almost looks wet. The subdial ring at 3 o'clock comes in warm PVD bronze gold, which sounds overly technical until you see it against the black dial and realize, yes, that was the right call. Little details carry the whole watch. The central chronograph seconds hand also arrives in bronze gold. The indexes and rhodium-plated hands glow with white Super Lumi Nova. The Seamaster logo pops in red. Even the date window at 6 o'clock feels unusually restrained for a watch tied to a video game franchise, which is probably why it works. Then there's the NATO strap. Omega created a brand new striped design in black, gray, and beige, specifically for First Light. Bond fans will immediately compare it to the strap from No Time to Die, because Bond collectors can identify NATO straps the way birdwatchers identify endangered owls. Still, this version has its own arrangement and engraved hardware carrying both the 7 and First Light branding. And because modern fandom always needs another layer of monetization, Omega also plans to sell 6 additional NATO straps separately. These mirror unlockable strap variations from inside the game itself. Somewhere, a marketing executive definitely high-fived another marketing executive over that idea. Powering everything is Omega's coaxial master chronometer caliber 9900, the company's heavy-duty automatic movement built for precision, anti-magnetism, and general Swiss flexing. Through the sapphire case back, owners can see the movement alongside the black metalized 7 First Light logo underneath the crystal. It's technically impressive, sure, but watches at this level stopped being purely about technical achievement a while ago. People buying a Bond Seamaster already know their phone tells better time. they're buying the story. That's why Omega also packaged the watch in a presentation box modeled after the in-game suitcase used to transport watches during missions. Which means even the packaging now has lore attached to it. Naturally, the entire thing feels less like a watch launch and more like a transmedia franchise rollout with Swiss finishing. And honestly, that's probably the future of luxury marketing, whether traditionalists like it or not. The old model was craftsmanship first, storytelling second. Now the story comes first. The object just happens to cost several thousand dollars afterward.